Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Manas Maheshwari, and we're talking about load and performance testing, this time with Visual Studio Enterprise.
Yes.
So we're going to take Parts Unlimited, that website from before.
Absolutely.
And we're going to do some more sophisticated testing.
So here is the Parts Unlimited, and we're going to create performance test and load test for it. So I have a recent launch coming along where I expect at least thousands of users accessing my application. Mm-hmm. At any moment, I expect 1,000 concurrent users using the site. So okay. I want to measure the app performance against that load. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we are going to create a new performance and a load test project, okay. which I have already created over here. And now it gives us a web test where we can add recording. And we are going to record the user scenario, what we expect the users to go and browse in the application. Mm-hmm. So we'll just go and click on the recorder.
Okay.
And here is my application.
We'll hit the root of the app there.
Yeah.
A little autocomplete. And when you're doing this, you're not recording the buttons, right? You're recording the HTTP traffic.
Yes, we are recording the HTTP traffic.
I see.
And all the HTTP traffic which are sent to the server gets listed on the left-hand side. It gets recorded.
I see. So it's grabbing everything. You saw like just a moment there, it grabbed SignalR. You can go and delete those.
Absolutely.
So as the developer, you are developing a test.
Yes.
So if you clicked on lighting, it would record that click, right?
Right.
And then whatever else is...
So if you click on the light, it's just all the next set of...
Oh, and there's browse. And then a few other things like tracking cookies and things like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and there it is.
Yeah.
And then you can edit this.
Yeah. So you can always go ahead and edit it and customize it further based on your needs. So
cool.
There are some third-party requests which are going to the, Google Ads or something else.
Sure.
You don't want to test them
as part of your program.
You delete them.
Okay.
Fantastic. So we have like two kind of users which are set up for us. One is the light browser user who comes to my application, just does a little bit browsing and drops off.
Right.
The second one is actually a serious user who comes to my application, goes to the item, add to the cart, and purchases it.
Right. And then you really are trying to have different kinds of users that reflect reality, right?
Absolutely. So the goal is you want to generate the load as realistic as possible so that you can detect the performance bottlenecks in your application much before the time.
Right, as opposed to a naive test that just tries to crush the website. This is
Absolutely.
Really a much more realistic test.
Yes. So we have the two scenarios ready, and we're going to create a load test. So I'll go and add a load test over here. Yeah.
I see. So the web test are the different scenarios, and then the load test applies one or more of those scenarios.
Absolutely. So... So it goes into the wizard, and now you can say actually how many users do you want to simulate into. Mm. So here we want to say simulate into.
And to your point, as before in the previous Azure Friday where we talked about doing load and performance testing from the portal, that was a little more basic. When you need more advanced techniques, you use Visual Studio Enterprise.
Absolutely.
One of the questions I had before was I want to have more than just the user number, but their duration and how fast they move and how many users per step.
Exactly.
All that's available here.
All that is available over here.
Hmm.
So suppose it's a step load pattern,
okay.
in the sense like you expect most of the customers to be coming to your website. You know, some of them start, and then after a few seconds, some more join, and some more join, and then there's a peak load when you achieve on your application. You can simulate all those behaviors as well.
Cool.
So let's go ahead and simulate, say, 100,000 users.
If you think you could do 100,000 users.
Yeah, absolutely. We can do far more than that.
The traffic, it's not coming from this computer, right?
No. It's going to be coming from the cloud.
Ah.
And we are going to launch all those machines, and we'll see actually how quick the we are given the basically the machines, which will generate these loads.
Right. You have to allocate those machines. Azure goes around and collects all the machines that are ready.
Right.
And then they attack.
Attack. Exactly.
Very cool.
Right.
100,000, wow.
Yeah, and can go beyond that.
That's amazing.
Right. And now we are going to add the two user performance tests which we have created.
I see. So you could even build a whole library of different tests.
Absolutely. And if you already are using unit test or some of the functional tests, you can actually use them straight away over here.
Oh, you can reuse them. Very cool.
So, and most of them, my users, like 80% of them are doing a light browser scenario. So I just go over and select 80 and 20 ratio. So you can do all that stuff.
What's that checkbox that just checked there?
Oh, it's like, it's locked.
Oh, it's locked.
Locked.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And when I move ahead, you can actually choose what kind of a network type it gets.
Right, because some users are mobile.
Exactly. So you can do all that stuff over here. Similarly, you can customize which browser are they coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And say I go ahead and add Chrome, Firefox, and a bunch of other ones. And you can set the distribution again.
This is really sophisticated. There's a lot that you can do there.
Yeah. One more important point which I wanted to show is basically you can set the location where you want to generate the load from. So you can choose multiple Azure data centers where you want that load to be generated.
Wherever your customers are,
yes,
presumably.
Yeah. I'm just going to use one
okay. And
say, we are done. So we have created the test, which is as close as possible as to.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can see all the settings there. And yeah, browser mix, network mix. I love that there's a network mix there. That's so important.
Yeah. So what we are going to do is now kick off the test.
Okay.
Right? So I go to the Team Explorer. And here, I'm already connected with my VisualStream Online account.
Right.
Right? And now, all I need to do is change the test settings to run it in the cloud with the help of Visual Studio Online. So the first option is whether you want to run it locally,
right,
buy all those machines, go through the 6-month process of PO, getting them purchased, setting them up, maintaining it, or you actually go and run it on the cloud.
Nice.
Right? So it's done. And now we are going to kick off the test.
Okay, so now it's going to talk to the cloud. It's going to collect enough machines to generate 100,000 users.
Absolutely. Now it's going to queue this test in the cloud. And now it's queuing it.
Yeah, they're acquiring resources, configuring agents.
Yeah.
And these are all going to be simulating these different mixes, different browsers, different potentially networks, and all that.
Right.
I think your machine's going to fall over. I don't think that your Azure website
can handle. So it's not running
it
in my machine. It's running it in the cloud Azure. So it's pretty scalable.
And how do you know when your Azure website falls over?
Oh, that we'll figure out now. So if you see, we've already got the machines.
So it's already happening.
Yeah. So we got the machines, and the run moves to in progress.
Okay.
And actually, the telemetry will start flowing in. You can actually mm-hmm. observe what's the test time, response time for your application. Is it passing,
it
failing? So a bunch of other metrics available over here.
I see. And it's ratcheting up the number of users.
Right. So I'll quickly jump on to the other test, which is completed.
Okay.
Which has the...
So then fast forward time,
yeah.
You've done, and now you've got a whole range of things that happen and a chart that you can look at.
Yes. So you can measure, hey, what's the response time against what user load and everything. So, yeah.
And then these can be downloaded then and then
absolutely
analyzed.
So, yeah. And the other interesting point which I want to mention is that this application tab, you can actually get the counters from your app server with the help of App Insights.
Oh, really? So
right.
if you don't want these counters, you want something else.
So these are the counters which are your client side counters, which are virtual users generating the load on your application.
That makes sense.
But at the same time, it's interesting to correlate with the server data.
Oh, you're
so
right.
So either you can go to the portal of an APM solution like App Insights,
right?
And you can do that, or you can configure it and bring the data here. So you'll see a similar matrix being loaded for the application.
Oh, and they'll share in here as well.
So now the test is complete, and you can download the report locally in mm-hmm. your own SQL Server or Azure SQL. And then you can do much more drilling into the reporting and play around, slice and dice with on the grass with bunch of hundreds and thousands of metrics available at your disposal.
And people can do this now?
People can do it now. It's already in general availability. And you can use
That's fantastic. So remember that we've got two load and performance testing videos on Azure Friday. We've got the one where we did it in a little bit more of a naive basic test inside of the Azure portal, and then the more advanced, more flexible testing inside of Visual Studio Enterprise, both of which you can do right now. So I hope that you keep watching Azure Friday, but I also hope that you do some load testing right now on your applications. Thanks.